Hello, welcome back to my podcast, and today I'll talk about The Never Story by J.R.D. So, let's get to it. The Never Story album marked the beginning of J.R.D.'s music career. This is shown through the background information given by Genius. It states that The Never Story is J.R.D.'s debut studio album, arriving less than 3 weeks after his signing to J. Cole's Dream Records. The 12-track album boasts features from Black, Earth Gang, and Mariba. J. Cole himself produced 2 tracks on the project, Division and Lauder. The album was fueled with success of the underground hits Never, which was first released on February 10, 2016. From the background information, there are 4 key points which shows how the album marked the beginning of J.R.D.'s music career. Firstly, it seems to act as a declaration to J.R.D. being signed to J. Cole's Dream Records. Secondly, Black, Earth Gang, Mariba, and J.R.D. are members of Spillage Village, hence explaining why they collaborated with J.R.D. in the first place. According to Wikipedia, Spillage Village is an American musical collective from Atlanta, Georgia. The group is composed of rappers, singers, and producers and was founded by the members of Earth Gang. Spillage Village began its collaboration in the early 2010 at Hampton University in Virginia. Thirdly, the fact that J. Cole produced 2 tracks on the project, Division and Lauder, clearly shows that he had a lot of faith in J.R.D. being the successful rapper he is. Lastly, the song Never was released in the year 2016, which became a hit after it featured in the album The Never Story. It was released in the year 2017. This probably aided J.R.D. to gain recognition, hence why I believe the album marked the beginning of J.R.D.'s music career. J.R.D. telling his truth and The Never Story is another reason why it marked the beginning of his career. According to Scott Glacier, he stated that it only takes one listen of The Never Story to realize why J. Cole and the good people at Dreamville decided to add him to their illustrious roster. The East Atlanta Spillers' lyric-driven rap style is basically contemporary counterculture in the South, something that J. Cole himself dealt with during his slow-burning comeback. In most cases these days, making out of the Atlanta scene might be easier than in most places' hip-hop hotbeds, but to do so without touching a trap beat or messing with multiple layers of autotune is always impressive, or at least impressive enough to earn a Dreamville contract. When Scott Glacier said, without touching a trap beat or messing with multiple layers of autotune, he seems to be making reference to the new rap music, which is trap, and also rappers these days using autotune in the music. The fact that J.R.D. is not using trap beats in his music is one of the reasons why he earned a Dreamville contract. This probably shows that Dreamville is all about making sure that the old rap music lives on, hence why Dreamville Records is authentic. The fact that other people appreciate J.R.D. as a rapper is another reason why The Never Story marked the beginning of his career. An article written by Tal Owens proves this. He said that his first single to his new project got a music video that same day, and it honestly blew me away. The song entitled Never took me completely by surprise. The production is hard-hitting, and its flow is absolutely insane. The hook is catchy and the beat switch halfway through the song, just too good. A promising look at what to expect from his debut album. It proved accurate. From the information given by Tom Owens, it clearly shows that the song Never is one of the songs that stand out from the album. There could be another logical explanation why the song Never is a hit. According to Genius, it states that on the lead single from his debut studio album, J.I.D. reflects on difficult times in his life in which he did not amount to anything and had very little to his name. Despite his hardships, however, he never felt sorry for himself and always worked hard to achieve what he desired. The fact that he never felt sorry for himself but always worked hard clearly shows the reason why other people appreciate J.D. as a rapper. He never gave up on life, he didn't let circumstances define his future. Instead, he became a rapper and wow, such a successful man. The Never Story tracklist. Number 1, Doo-Wop. Number 2, General. Number 3, Never. Number 4, Edit and Nerdy. Number 5, Division featuring Earth Gang. Number 6, Hereditary. Number 7, All Bad featuring Mariba. Number 8, Underwear. Number 9, 8701 featuring Lack. Number 10, Old Booger. Number 11, Somebody. Number 12, Blotter. Everybody gotta be somebody. Everybody gotta be. Okay, let's get to it. What could be the hidden meaning behind the title of the album, The Never Story? If we look at the list of songs like Doo-Wop, General, Never, and Somebody, they could explain the meaning behind the title of the album. The song Doo-Wop seems to be about inspiring others. This song, where it said, everyone's a star, every day's the move, everywhere you are. Yeah, simply like that. The song General officially introduces J.I.D. as Atlanta's latest up-and-coming rapper, as stated by Genius. Moreover, Genius said the song serves as J.I.D.'s opportunity to push his talent forward to the public by sharing his story and how he can compete with other rappers by utilizing his impressive flows and clever rhyme schemes. As stated by Genius, lyrics like, glad we did that, now I'm flying to Los Angeles with an eighth in my pre-rolls, expresses his newfound gratitude for getting kicked out. As if he hadn't been, he wouldn't have turned to rapping. As I've mentioned on the point concerning J.I.D. being appreciated as a rapper, Never is about J.I.D. never feeling sorry for himself despite the hardships he had faced. The song Somebody is about uplifting others to become the best they can be in life. According to Genius, it states that the song centers around how J.I.D. didn't really know what to do with himself as a kid, but he knew what he wanted. When he was picked up by J. Cole and signed to Dreamville, he saw the result of working hard on your rap game. It inspired him to become a better rapper, to become somebody. This is shown in the lyrics. Everybody gotta be something. Everybody wanna be something. Be something, don't be nothing. Everybody gotta be something. Therefore, the title of the album, The Never Story, is about never giving up on the goals you want to achieve. Never feel sorry for yourself when you face hardships. Never be nothing. Be something. Because everyone's a star who can achieve anything in life. This is why the album marked the beginning of JID's music career. Another reason why the album marked the beginning of JID's music career is because he opens up about his personal life. For example, in the song Lauder, JID opens up about his past, his dreams of going big in the rap industry, and what he believes he was born to accomplish, as stated by Genius. JID also opens up about his past relationship. As stated by Genius, Hereditary is a song that explains JID's experience with a girl who's been around nothing but infidelity growing up. He wants to build a relationship with her, but he gets cheated on and realizes that it's all she knows. He wants the best for her and wants the relationship to work, but she is quick to manipulate him and take him for granted. There is a part in the song which explains why she cheated. She said, "Hey, we really need to talk. But of course, you never answer your phone. I just don't think this relationship is working out. You never make time for me. You never show me off. You just never make me feel special. I mean, I want to work things out, but I would need you to change first. And we both know that will never happen." From the lyrics, she felt neglected in the relationship, which is why she cheated. The fact that JID is opening up about his personal life is another reason why the album marked the beginning of his music career. Conclusion. The Never Story album is about JID opening up about his personal life, and despite the hardships, he never gave up to become successful as a rapper. So, that's the end of my podcast, and if you enjoyed my podcast, please listen to my other podcast as well. So, goodbye, and I'll see you next time.